Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 22nd. You'll be interested to know. 81 years ago, today, in 1944, Allied forces sealed a hard-fought breakthrough in the Ardennes, pushing back a last major German winter offensive and liberating besieged towns. That victory marked a decisive turning point that restored momentum to the Allied advance, shortening the road to final victory in Europe and boosting morale across armies and homelands. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2 feet of waves rolling in. Conditions stay clean with 1 to 2 feet through the morning, then shift to fair by noon with 2 feet on the sets. Winds are offshore early, then switch to onshore at 5 miles per hour by midday. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the west swell is 1.5 feet at 11 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 6 feet at 9:30 a.m., followed by a minus half foot low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start clean with waves at 2 to 3 feet on Tuesday, but winds pick up in the afternoon, creating choppy conditions. Wednesday sees a significant increase in size, with waves reaching 3 to 5 feet and challenging choppy conditions throughout the day. Thursday holds steady at 2 to 4 feet, but choppy conditions persist, making for a less favorable surf experience. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:49, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:56. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be cloudy with rain showers likely after 10 a.m., a high near 62, and a southeast wind 5 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 30. Showers continue Tuesday night into Wednesday with lows near 58 Tuesday night and near 56 Wednesday night and highs around 62 Wednesday and near 61 on Christmas Day. Rain persists into Thursday night and Friday with Friday highs dropping to near 58. And lows around 49 Friday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the California Public Utility Commission has awarded $37 million in funding to improve internet access on Catalina Island, which currently lacks reliable service for its over 4,000 residents. This substantial investment will enable the installation of subsea fiber internet infrastructure between Orange County and the island, addressing a significant digital divide. Avalon City Council member Lisa Lavelle emphasized the need for equitable service, stating it is time for Avalon to have the same quality as the mainland. AVAX Networks, which will oversee the project, plans to provide affordable rates, including a low-income plan at $40 a month for symmetrical 100 megabits per second service. Now on to sports. Drake May guided New England to a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns, rallying his team from an 11-point deficit to a 28-24 victory over Baltimore on Sunday night, which clinched a postseason spot for the Patriots and dealt a devastating blow to the Ravens' playoff hopes. Down 24-13 in the fourth quarter, May answered with a 37-yard scoring strike to Kyle Williams, and a 2-point conversion pass to Ramondre Stevenson made it a 3-point game with 9 minutes to play. After New England forced a punt, the Patriots drove 89 yards for the winning touchdown. The Ravens, who lost Lamar Jackson to a back injury in the second quarter, turned the ball over on their final drive on a fumble by Zay Flowers. And tonight on Monday Night Football, the 49ers are at the Colts at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. The odds favor the 49ers by 6 points. Against the spread, the 49ers are 9-5, while the Colts are 8-6. In a last meeting, the Colts defeated the 49ers 30-18 on October 24th. The 49ers' offense ranks 10th overall, with a scoring rank of 11th. The Colts' offense ranks 8th overall, with a scoring rank of 6th. Look out for 49ers wide receiver Joan Jennings, who caught 2 touchdown passes last game, bringing his total to 6 in the last 6 games. The key matchup will be San Francisco's run defense against Jonathan Taylor, who is chasing his second league rushing title. In local sports, Justin Herbert is getting more comfortable by the week with his broken left hand that is heavily protected. Facing a beleaguered defense that is not getting the quarterback on the ground sure helps. Herbert threw 2 touchdown passes and ran for a score, and the Los Angeles Chargers closed in on a playoff spot with a 34-17 victory over the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. This 4th consecutive victory gives the Chargers a chance to clinch their 2nd postseason berth in 2 seasons under coach Jim Harbaugh. Los Angeles would be in with a loss or tie by Indianapolis. In top news, Sony Group has agreed to acquire a 41% stake held by Canadian entertainment company WildBrain in Peanuts Holdings for $457.2 million. The Japanese conglomerate announced on Friday that 2 of its subsidiaries, Sony Music Entertainment Japan and Sony Pictures Entertainment, will purchase the stake for $630 million Canadian dollars. After this transaction, the subsidiaries will indirectly own an 80% equity interest in Peanuts, which will become a consolidated subsidiary of Sony. This transaction is subject to regulatory approvals and other closing conditions. In business news, stocks rallied on Friday, capping a mixed week for major averages in the final full trading week of 2025. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite rose about 0.4%, while the blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 0.7%. All 3 major indexes will enter the final 7 trading sessions of 2025 within 3% of record highs. Investors will focus on the prospects of a Santa Claus rally and upcoming economic data from the Conference Board. American consumers are entering the holidays with less joy, as consumer sentiment remains significantly below last December's levels. Traders are hopeful for a Santa Claus rally despite lingering concerns about valuations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to $89,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $3,300. And XRP is up 0.5% to $1.92. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google has filed a lawsuit against SERP API, a company that offers tools to scrape content on the web, including Google's search results. SERP API is accused of violating the Copyright Act by using deceptive means to automatically access and take Google's search results at an astonishing scale. Google argues that its search results include a substantial amount of copyrighted content, including images. It alleges that SERP API undermines its investment in licenses by making the content available to other services that need not incur similar costs. Google asks the court to order SERP API to stop circumventing its restrictions against scraping. And in entertainment news, Avatar: Fire and Ash sets the box office ablaze with a scorching $345 million global premiere. The success of James Cameron's Fantasy Threequel marks the fifth major weekend in a row at the domestic box office. Despite a downturn from Avatar: The Way of Water, each entry in the franchise has proven an enduring success, racking up hundreds of millions. New premieres occupied the leading spots, including the animated Christian film David, the erotic thriller The Housemaid, and the comical family film The SpongeBob Movie, Search for SquarePants. Cameron's franchise has now earned over $5.6 billion globally, breaking every record for profitability. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American economist and author, Milton Friedman. And he said, "Only a crisis, actual or perceived, produces real change. When that crisis occurs, the actions that are taken depend on the ideas that are lying around." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.